stranger. Love them in secret. Love is just love. You don't have to try to love them. If you try to love them, you're not. If you try to perceive energy leaving you and irradiating them, that's wrong. Just the fact that you love them sustains them. Don't pray for them in linear words. God already knows. You are the mirror, the collective mirrors of God's love. As you love someone, they will be loved. That is the nature of reality. You must always move on. This is why Christ went from town to town to town. He knew this. He knew this. Whether they knew it or not, he knew it. He knew how Satan did it. This is what his parables mean. This is why he gave that advice. Satan can coordinate weeks ahead, months, years. If you have an incredible experience exchanging love and say, let's do this again tomorrow, forget it. Love is love. Don't seek reward to the mind for it, or that reward will be controlled by Satan. Love is the only thing Satan cannot control. And love is spontaneity. Love them in secret. Can you interact with people? Of course. But in the moment. Never, ever, ever, ever plan to love someone on behalf of the Spirit. Never, ever coordinate to do it. Never ever think, oh, I now have human support. I have somebody who can help reinforce me. Because they will be turned on you. They will suddenly have fears about you, or something will happen to make them doubt you. Satan can coordinate the entire reality. It can make many people do things in coordination to screw something up for you without even thinking about it. It's not even a task to Satan. The only way you can jumpstart these dead car batteries is how I'm telling you. If you jumpstart them one day and plan to do it again based upon a relationship, based upon this fraudulent, illusory thing you call your personality and ego, it will be controlled. And then you will nullify everything you accomplished. Love them in secret. The reason you would hear something like, don't pray with mindless mouthing of words, is because your mind is not as advanced as love. Whatever your mind thinks it wants or thinks is just will be wrong. No matter how right you think it is, love knows what is right. Therefore, the only prayer you can have would be the love of God, the love of Spirit. It will do what it needs to do if you're open to it. It needs you to be open to it in this realm. Let it do it. Don't be a kindergartner trying to tell a college professor how to do things. Your prayer is the love of God and to love God. Open up to that and let God do it through you. The very moment that your mind says, I want it to do this or want it to that, you close the door on God. Pray for the love of God and it will make it happen. It knows. Love is smarter than you. Love somebody and love will do what it needs to do to their mind, to their paradigm, to their vitality. If you say, I want this for that person, or I want that for that person, you don't know what God knows. Even if you think you do, your job is to open up to the love of God. Let love, the highest form of intelligence, do what it needs to do, whether your mind understands it or not. That is what prayer is.